This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And yes, there's just unbelievable things happening again. It's like every day. Listen, you can't make this stuff up. You really just cannot make this stuff up. Anyway, a lot of things happening here. We had a special election yesterday in a district. This is congressional district number 25. Remember the Katie Hill scandal and all that stuff? Yep. Anyway, we had a special election, and we're going to be talking about that in just a wee bit. Just a wee bit. Anyway, what's going to happen in the Flynn case? Amicus curiae brief's going to be filed. This is, I find, absolutely amazing what they're doing here with this. They didn't allow any amicus curiae briefs when he was, in favor of getting or letting loose of Flynn. They didn't file any. They wouldn't allow it. The judge wouldn't. And of course, now this judge, obviously showing his true colors, is saying, oh yeah, we can do it now because, you know, the Justice Department, they weighed in and they don't want to prosecute, and I just don't know what to do. So now we've got some, Watergate era people who want him sentenced, Flynn sentenced, right? That the judge has full authority. That's going to be kind of like their amicus brief. This is where people can weigh in. Everybody should be able to weigh in on something like this that's what they're saying anyway. So we're going to see whether or not that's going to transpire. So that's just a few of the things going on. We're going to be down in Alameda County, New California, and also in Orange County, Newport Beach, and Placer County, and we're going to be supporting Elon Musk and Tesla. And I know there's been a lot of good developments for Mr. Musk and so on, but we are going to go down there and introduce ourselves. And we are going to, it's going to be kind of interesting to be down there in Musk territory. And in Fremont, you know, the Fremont is just on the very cusp, but just on the very border of New California and Old California, as it would go if you're taking a look at Silicon Valley. So we're going to be jumping into that one. Okay, so we've got, like I said, just many things going on. If you want to feel like calling in, you can do so in the second hour, 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. We'll be taking your telephone calls. Aram Solar, of course, sponsors Agenda 21 Radio, and that number for them is 866-676-5276. That's for Aram Solar. Big supporter of New California and Agenda 21 Radio, so we really do appreciate that. Tammy Bruce, Dems move forward with dystopian view of America. And that is exactly what we're seeing right now with all these different, with the governors exercising their Hitlerian authority like we're seeing here in California with Governor Gavin Newsom. I wanted to play this because I did overhear this. This morning, early morning hours, I know it's kind of like it's 9:10 right now, not even 9:30. The market hasn't even opened, but it's 9:10 in the morning, and here we go.
Is what we are doing.
This is
Our
Nancy
caucus
Pelosi.
Have agreed that everything is coronavirus-centric and also in a timely way that relates to the virus. It's too deadly to our lives, to our livelihood, to our democracy for us to use it for any other purpose.
Everything, Tammy? Why then does it include the post office? Mail-in voting, of course. Arts and humanities, colleges and universities, domestic violence.
Yeah, well, she's clearly what the Democrats do is they say one thing and do another. Look, this bill is brought to you by the same crowd that brought San Francisco to everyone. All you need to do is look at the condition of Nancy Pelosi's district and her city, and you see the amount of destruction. These are individuals who are, look, this is a messaging for November. They're throwing everything in there, and it's because they have no other vision. It's because they can't compete with the president. But it is a very stark vision, and look, I really appreciate it. They are moving forward with this dystopian view. It's about paying people's rent. It's about paying people's college loans. It's about extending the unemployment for more and more months. They're telling everyone that there is no future, there is no vision, and that they'll be everybody's dystopian sugar daddy. Whereas the Trump message is, of course, is what we've learned that we enjoy the last 3 years, which is that there is hope for the future. There are jobs. The American future is not over. You know, Obama was telling us that there was going to be a new normal and you were going to just be delivering pizzas for the rest of your life and you were never going to have anywhere else to go. They seem to be wanting to return to that. The clear thing is, obviously, this bill will go nowhere. But then the Democrats will say, oh, the Republicans don't love you. Americans are tired of that lie. We want to work. We want to have our dignity back. What's happening now is unnatural. It's not just inhumane. It's inhuman to be in the situation we're in now. The president wants to change that. And the Democrats, of course, want to use it to drive more fear, because the more a citizenry is in fear, of course, is the more you can control them.
Yep, the more they're in fear, the more you can control them. Exactly right, Tammy Bruce, and that's exactly what they're trying to do. Of course, they're doing that out here in California, and it's effective. You know, I hate to tell you, but it is absolutely effective, and that's part of the problem. It is effective, and now we want to try and stop that, of course, and that's why we're reversing ourselves. Now, we've got, of course, information about what's going on with Elon Musk and so on. You know, he stood up and he has stood up against the governor and also the people of Alameda County. I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about the government officials. The unelected bureaucrats, right? The unelected bureaucrats from the health department who said, oh, you can't open up your business. You can't, you've got, 40-some thousand employees, but you can't open it up because, you know, our worldview tells us, our science tells us this and that and the other. And, of course, it's not any, you know, anything like the reality check. That is something that affects a lot of people, obviously. And, of course, we don't think that these unelected bureaucrats need to get away with this. Well, guess what? You know, neither does Donald Trump. President Donald J. Trump does not feel at all that what is going on in Alameda County should be going on anywhere. Here you have the last of the Mohegans. There you go. Now everybody's going to say, well, you don't like Indians. Give me a break. You got the last man standing. How about that one? You got the last automotive company in California that makes cars. And there's a huge demand for these cars. If you just check out the numbers, you may or may not like electric cars. And, you know, of course, in the early days, everybody mocked Elon Musk. Now, all of a sudden, we got SpaceX going on. And, boy, years and years and years, billions of dollars of his own money, by the way. And, of course, I know he got federal loans, but he's paid them all back, by the way. That dog doesn't hunt. I had known that he'd paid back his loans a long, long time ago, but this whole mystique that he's made his billions off of our billions, and, you know, some people were saying, I was talking to a guy the other day, that he didn't repay his loans. I said, no, he's paid them all back. Yep, he got loans, he got subsidies, he got ways in which he could finance his business, and now he's got, you know, tens of thousands of employees that are working. And that's the whole gig. They're working, they're doing things with their hands, they're building. Shocking. Here in the United States of America, they're doing that. And, you know, this is one of the quintessential things that separates the dystopian worldview that Tammy Bruce is talking about and Nancy Pelosi wants you to have. And right there in Fremont, California, right there in the heart and soul, the heart, the beating of Silicon Valley, sits this automotive company where people actually do things with their hands, yet the government has been trying to stop them. Yeah, see, it doesn't fit with their dystopia. And he knows it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So we got a lot of things going on relative to the fight to reopen the states and what's going to be happening. Los Angeles declaring that they're going to go until August now. August, yeah, August. There you go. Isn't that interesting that they're going to go till August, right? August. So we get this Alameda County Public Health Department comment that came in, and we're going to be talking about that one. This one is, yeah, that's kind of an interesting little thing. We'll be printing this whole press release out and giving everybody a sort of a little hand on what's going on here, how successful certain things can be overnight, which is what we're going to talk about today. We have a press conference today at 1 o'clock out in front of the Fremont, but depending the weather, it looks like it's going to rain. Anyway, we're going to be out there with our tools of the trade, which are signs and so on, supporting Elon Musk. Doesn't matter what the outcome is right now and what they're doing. It's kind of interesting, though, that all of a sudden, as we started hearing about what the problems were with Mr. Musk, and over the weekend we started planning a whole bunch of things, and boom, we've got a whole bunch of people going out to different locations to show support for Elon Musk and what's in the face of adversity, getting his standing in defiance. He defies Alameda County and defies the governor and says, "I'm putting my people back to work," and calls them in. There you go. And he says, "If you don't like it, I'm moving to Texas." So now the word is he's moving to Texas. How, are we going to let that happen? I don't know. I don't think so. Not in New California time. We're not going to do that. So we're going to go out there and say, no. There's twofold. We support whatever's going on here to get you back into your jobs. Everybody that is associated with Elon Musk and Tesla and SpaceX, all of it, just get back to work. We support that. And then also, don't leave. You don't have to leave. You can stay and make a new state. That's a little different proposition. So we're going to be putting that out there to Mr. Musk. And we're also going to be talking about, just a few miles up the hill there, you can see the border where New California and Old California will match, will be found. And what we're going to do is, we could take in Fremont as part of the deal. They become New California, and they become New California without moving. And we'll make them any kind of deal they want that's going to be best for the people of New California. Go figure. We're going to be worried about the people of New California as opposed to what the governor is, who doesn't care about the people of New California or the people of California or the people of the United States. That's pretty obvious, Gavin Newsom and all the rest. Let them live in feces. Let them live in filth. That's okay. It's just a little bit of filth. Yeah. That's Nancy Pelosi's district. You know, here's this woman out here, Nancy Pelosi, controlling all of the United States of America pretty much with her dystopian view. What in the world is wrong with people? And again, this is where you have very few people. I think she won her district, San Francisco. You know where all the feces and urine and needles are? Yeah, that place. She won her district like some... I guess 270,000 people voted, not all for her. Most of them, she got like 80% of the votes. But you know, here she is running the world. You know, what's wrong with that picture? It's from San Francisco. Everybody runs the world from San Francisco, and everybody suffers. See, that's the whole plight of New California. This is what we've been talking about. You take a look at New California versus the old California on a map. And you've got yellow blotches in San Francisco, Sacramento, and also in Los Angeles. That's 20,000 people in those spots. Highly condensed, highly urbanized, 20,000 people. Excuse me, 20 million. And then in the red, all the rest of California, about 90% of California is all red. It's rural. That's another 19.5 million people. Give me a break. And we let the small little county and city, it's all one and the same, county and city, of San Francisco. We let San Francisco dictate everything that's going on in the world around us. It's ridiculous. So, I mean, and she's a loon, let's face it. But she's a loon doing what she's supposed to be doing, you know. Remember, she's here because she's doing the work of the Agenda 21 folks, the United Nations. She is the one. This is her baby. That's why she's not letting go. This is her baby. She answers to the Pope and to all those people that want to have the globalist one world order. That's what she's doing. Clearly, she's doing that. She's doing their bidding, in other words. So, you know, when we talk about Nancy Pelosi, we don't talk about just San Francisco. We talk about the worldview. By the way, where was the United Nations founded? What city? San Francisco. We played all the clips from that historic date in 1947 at the San Francisco Opera, Harry Truman. I mean, you had the whole everything going on out there. Yeah. Everything going on out there. Of course, that's the genesis place of the United Nations. Hello, San Francisco. So, am I connecting a dot for you? And they want to have this dystopian world thing going on. And anyway, I'm looking for the clip from Nancy Pelosi yesterday and her little press conference that she was having. She had, you know, I guess, you know, she goes out and talks and stuff like that. She got a little mask on. She has like a scarf, and when she wants to put her mask on, she puts her mask on. It doesn't cover, the sad thing about this mask is it doesn't cover her whole head. I'm not even sorry. That's exactly the fact. It doesn't cover her whole head. I know. Paul, you're really going crazy. Yeah. I'm really going crazy. There's no doubt about it. I'm absolutely going crazy about this sort of thing. Anyway, so we got let's see if we can get Nancy Pelosi in her little I'm sorry, but this is it's kind of interesting. We pulled up the Nancy Pelosi thing. Oh, here we go. This is 14 hours ago. Nancy Pelosi, this is exactly what I wanted. So we're going to get this. It's a couple minutes long, and we're going to get this in right now. This is exactly what I wanted. This is Nancy Pelosi says the new $3 trillion coronavirus bill meets the needs of American people. Okay, that's what this is. That's what they're talking about here. So this is Cramer now. Looks like he's interviewing her. It's just a few minutes long. Here we go.
We can test all we want. We can treat all we want. But it will never be the same. We might be in a rut for a long time.
Quite frankly, the testing, tracing, and treating is something that we know that we can do. It's within our grasp. We haven't done it. Even though our first bill in March, a bipartisan bill, on March 4th, it passed the House, testing. Even though our most recent bill...
Okay, this is what they're talking about, testing and tracing and tracking, right? The Hitlerian worldview. This is Nancy, the Heil Hitler Nancy, talking here. How they want, this is a tried and true behavior of the Nazis and of the Russian, the Soviets back in the day. And of guess who? Oh, I'm sorry, Mao Zedong and the Chinese. And, you know, you've got the deep state operators, the Maoists that are still there versus Xi Jinping. Now, this guy's no saint either. But what I'm trying to do is get you to understand, with Nancy Pelosi, there is a link to China, and it's the deep state Chinese along the Maoist variety. The Maoist variety. Okay, there's different varieties. There's Stalinist and Maoist. Okay, so they do different things. Mao Zedong, right? Joseph Stalin. There were different techniques that were used to bring about communism. And she is of the variety of the Maoist. And, of course, what do you have down in South America? You have the Maoist variety. And who's been influencing down there? Oh, Bill Ayers. And who's he been working with? The guy who's now the Pope. From Argentina, all the Argentines, he's been doing that. I mean, this is a worldwide push against the United States, and Nancy Pelosi's the tip of the spear. When we come back, we're going to hear a little bit more about what Nancy Pelosi has to say about this $3 trillion coronavirus bill. And by the way, it's all because of New California. Do you know that, this bill? Absolutely. Yeah, New California is the threat that they're worried about. That's why this whole economy has been tanked. Because they have to have an excuse to say, oh, we lost all the money out of California. And Gavin Newsom's still trying to get $1 trillion right now. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tin-foiled hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Pressman and the Agenda 21 Show.
Is something that we know that we can do. It's within our grasp. We haven't done it. Even though our first bill in March, a bipartisan bill, on March 4th, it passed the House testing. Even though our most recent bill passed, we put $25 billion in for testing, but it has not assumed the responsibility to have a strategic plan to get this done, and that's what our bill does. It's a decision. Because, God willing, we will have a cure, some therapies, right, or we'll have a vaccine. But we know that we don't know when that is. But we know right now that we can reduce the spread of this. We can get a handle on the size of it and how
California,
it's impacting different communities, and we can defeat this virus. And if we get a therapy and a vaccine that will make it easier. But no. We cannot wait for that.
I know. Now, yesterday I spoke to Secretary Mnuchin, and he said, listen, if the Democrats in Congress are amenable, there could be some flexibility. There I was speaking about the possibility, not all the restaurants, the retailers, they're not ready for this new world, not ready for all the different changes they have to make. And they're trying to pay people, but they could go out of business just waiting to be able to fix their places up. He seemed to indicate that if you show flexibility, he'll show flexibility.
Yeah, well, you know, this is a negotiation. We think this is what is necessary to meet the needs of the American people. State and local.
State
testing,
and local.
Testing, testing, and putting money in the pockets of the American people. All of these provisions have a provenance in our former four bills that passed in a bipartisan way. All of them are supported by Democrats and Republicans across the country. So I think that there's an opportunity for us, because this is only centered on the coronavirus. Although it's a big ticket, it's a big problem. And as you know, probably, Chairman Powell said to us, think big, because the interest rates are so low.
Right.
They're so low that they're giving some people confidence that credit will be available, and that is stoking the stock market. And so we want to use those low interest rates to stoke the American people as well.
Okay, so that was that was from Cramer, right? So another $3 trillion from Nancy Pelosi. And, of course, it's all designed to be a bailout for local and state governments. And, of course, who's the ones that have been abusing? And we've had Chris Street on here to tell you, and of course we've planned everything for New California to be the exact right time and timing for the fact that they've failed here. And of course, who's out there trying to get $1 trillion just for themselves again? Back at it is Gavin Newsom. $1 trillion bailout based on the backs of the American people for California for all their abusive spendings, and a lot of it fleecing by government. Fleecing by government out here in California. You see, that's the thing about Elon Musk. He says, you know, wait a minute, stop. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. We're going to put our people back to work. And that's exactly what he has done. He has defied the orders. And of course, now they've all bent their knee to Elon, which is exactly the way it should be. See, Elon's going to get support all over the place. And it starts today with New California, that's for sure. That is absolutely, and boy, are they not happy about that. They're not happy. But, you know, Donald Trump came out and supported Elon Musk, and Elon Musk has been very grateful to Donald Trump doing that. Now, all you need to do is a little wink, wink, nod, nod, and pretty soon Donald J. Trump steps into the picture, and guess what? Things start to happen for Elon. Of course, there's New California. We're going to be the cherry on top, so to speak. Anyway, so we'll be out there today at 12 o'clock, 12 to 2, speaking about all these things and kind of going a little bit crazy, to say the least. Just a tad bit crazy on all these people out there with all the different designs that they have. We got a lot of things to cover here in just a very short period of time. And I know that a lot of people are kind of really worried about this COVID virus business. It's not nearly as bad as everybody has said. They've overprojected, and certainly out here in California, they've created quite a little bit of a hysteria. We've got now Gil Garcetti, who has entered from stage left, and he has now said yesterday that he is going to crack down and go another 3 more months, at least until August, with the lockdown of Los Angeles. Now, I don't know about you guys, but if I was sitting there living in Los Angeles and going, wait a minute, everything's being lost. Of course, that shows you the extent as to the major extent of what you have with Los Angeles and being dependent, the people being dependent. That is something to think about, right? How dependent are the people in Los Angeles? It's a good question. Now, right next door to Los Angeles is Congressional District number 25. And yesterday, it says, this is the headline, 9 hours ago, it says, GOP poised to retake Katie Hill's California seat as Trump-backed candidate wins big in Wisconsin. Okay? says candidates backed by President Trump were outperforming expectations in two closely watched congressional special elections on Tuesday night as former Navy combat pilot Mike Garcia inched closer to retaking Katie Hill's California seat and Republican Tom Tiffany easily prevailed in Wisconsin. Garcia grabbed a substantial early lead Tuesday in the fight to for the open U.S. seat north of Los Angeles in the swing 25th district, giving California Republicans a chance to claim a Democratic-held congressional seat in the state for the first time since 1998. See, that's wrong, that statement there. They've got that wrong, because Katie Hill was the first Democrat to come along since 1998 to win that seat. That is a fact. It's always been a Republican seat out there. She comes along and wins it. So I want to read this again and see if we've got this right, and we can all get in agreement. This is from Fox News, by the way. Garcia grabbed a substantial early lead Tuesday in the fight to reopen the U.S. seat north of Los Angeles in the swing 25th district, giving California Republicans a chance to claim a Democratic-held congressional seat in the state for the first time. See, that's not true. That is absolutely not true when you take a look at this. That's my bigger point. That is my bigger point. Okay, let's see what Ed Henry has to say here.
Day in Southern California, Democrat Christy Smith and Republican Mike Garcia vying to fill the 25th congressional seat held by Democrat Katie Hill, who you'll remember resigned last year. The election being conducted almost entirely by mail, but some polling places are now open. Republicans and President Trump accused Democrats of trying to interfere by adding a last-minute polling site in a heavily left-leaning area. Regardless of who wins, Smith and Garcia will likely face off again in November. And I just want to clear up that I made an error yesterday when I said a Republican had not represented this district since 1998. The accurate way to say it is in the whole state of California, a Republican has not flipped a Democratic House seat to the GOP since that very year of 1998.
I don't know if that's any better, Ed. But Ed brings up a point. He brings up a good point, and this goes back to our assessment. Our assessment at Agenda 21 Radio in New California State, that when we did the March primary, we looked at everything. March primary, remember that thing? Boy, did the Democrats screw this up? And what a great opportunity it is for California to win all these seats. But what happened was, is that the Democrats royally screwed up by this March thing. And we'll talk about that in a second. But when you take a look at the rest of the seats out there, there's 53 seats up for grabs for the House of Representatives, congressional seats in California. Right now, California only has 7 seats, right? Well, 8 now, I guess. But the bottom line is, that's not a lot. It used to be always parity, 25, 26, for each side. It switched back and forth because there's like 53 seats. But my point is this. When we did our numbers assessment, California can take back the Republican seats. At least 22 seats, we counted, that could be possibly brought back to the Republican Party in 2020 with Trump's help. But not with the help of the California GOP. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Okay, so we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking about this seat with Garcia. Said Garcia grabbed a substantial lead early in Tuesday. Now, this is the 25th House of Representatives or congressional seat in Los Angeles. It's down there really north of in northern Los Angeles County is where it is. And, of course, it's New California territory. This is really rural New California. Says virtually all the voters were expected to mail in ballots because of the virus outbreak, though a sprinkling of polling places were available for those who wanted to vote in person. And mail-in ballots can arrive as late as Friday. So listen, okay, my people are telling me, and that's what we were doing is talking between calls here, because I'm very pensive about this, not Mike Pence, because of the mail-in ballot. This is how they want to corrupt the whole system. And by the way, this goes back to Nancy Pelosi. She wants national mail-in. That's what's being proposed in this $3 trillion deal. Ah, minor little problems to consider, right? Anyway, it says that so ballot harvesting is big. It's legal in California. So I'm just telling you, this is the avenue right here. Trump lost the district by six percentage points in 2016, and he went out of his way to promote Garcia in recent weeks as strong on guns and immigration, and some Democrats had hoped he would be a liability in the race. Former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and other high-profile Democrats all lined up behind Smith, of course. Okay, but listen to this. But California routinely counts large numbers of votes after Election Day, caveat. An unknown number of ballots remained uncounted at Los Angeles and Los Angeles County, where most of them are located, was not expected to update its tally until Friday. So right now, Garcia is winning, right? And listen to this percentage. That right now, listen, if you had a fair election, let's say everybody had to go down with some minimums, with some qualifiers for mail. See, I don't have a problem with mail-in ballots, but I think there needs to be a qualifier for a mail-in ballot, not just wholesale, what we have right now. And remember, It was Gavin Newsom who, by his executive order, without any input from anybody, it's Gavin Newsom who just the other day said, oh, everybody who's registered to vote in California will get a ballot, a mail-in ballot. Now, listen, what could possibly go wrong in that scenario, folks? You know what's going to go on. It's going to be absolute complete corruption. So right now, virtually all the voters were expected to mail in ballots. This is a quote from the article. So we don't know what the breakdown is going to be. Now, right now, Garcia is leading 55.9% to 44.1% for Smith. Do you think that number is going to hold up? No. They're sitting there, right now, there's people sorting out ballots for Smith and not reporting ballots for Garcia. That's how it works. Yet no one's stopping them. I mean, see, this is where the federal government really needs to come in and stop this kind of crap. You know this is going on. We know what's going on. But of course, they legalized illegal behavior back before 2018. That's why all this is happening. Said Trump lost a district. We got that. The seat became vacant last year after the resignation of Hill, who stepped down after admitting to an affair with a campaign worker, and the House opened up an ethics probe. Blah, blah. Well, it wasn't a campaign worker. It was also one of her staffers there in Washington, D.C., and, you know, she was doinking it with a whole bunch of other people. Remember, get out the vote for Mike Garcia, Trump tweeted Tuesday. A really big deal for the country. Okay, so this is what we're going to get from this. On Friday, they're going to announce that Smith wins and Garcia doesn't. Okay? And then everybody feels good because Trump won, didn't he? His man won today. He's the winner today. So all of us Trumpers are going, oh, for joy. And then, you know, time is going to go by. And all of a sudden, nobody's going to think about Mike Garcia or this seat. Now, that's going to have to be done again in November. This is only a temporary thing, but what's going to happen between now and November? Nothing, right? Nothing. This is what I'm talking about. This is how they do it. You get the big hype. Oh, he wins. Then he loses because we counted the votes our way. This is called ballot stuffing. That's what's going on, and it's going on here. Says so proud of. This is a quote coming from someone here. So proud of Navy. Listen, I love this guy. This guy is a class act. Somebody we need to have from California in a congressional seat. Now, and I'm telling you, if it's played right, we can win 22 seats. But where do we have to play it right? We have to play it right at the ballot box. We have to put an end. There needs to be a absolute stay on this process. It's illegitimate. It's illegal. By any stretch of the imagination, but I know it's California, it's ours. Well, here's the problem. You got a monoparty system. You got a dictatorship. It's a one-party system. How do you fight that? The only way you fight this, I'm telling you, is a new state. And new California is the answer. Now, we'll probably, in my opinion, if nothing happens and they're allowed to ballot stuff, which it looks like they're going to do. And, of course, with Nancy Pelosi, see, she's pounding the drum. See, it's all about California. Like it or not, it's all about the prize, California. And she's out there pounding the drum for more money for California because they're deeper in debt. They've been, you know, swindled out of money for years by the cartels in China. We all know that. We all get that. And then, of course, what they're doing is they're trying to take people's property and things like that. We all get that, too. It's a corrupt system to the max, 100%. What do you expect in communism? You know, the communists are taking over everything. Private property like crazy. That's what's going down. I mean, I feel like I'm the therapist to billionaires right now. They call me and say, well, how can we fix California? I said, well, it's new California. Donate money. Let's get going. Let's get rocking and rolling. And we're getting there. We're getting there. There's no question about it. The people have to wake up. It's completely corrupted. And what you're going to do nationally, if you go along with Nancy Pelosi, folks, it's going to be complete nationalized ballot stuffing. Then what do you have? China runs the country? I don't think so on Donald Trump's time. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Okay.
Take off the tinfoil hat.
Tinfoil hat. Take it off. Take it off.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, I went to Donald Trump and retweeted with the president. And here's what I retweeted to the president. It said, big congressional win in California for Mike Garcia taking back a seat from the Democrats. And of course, I spoke truth to this. I said, ballot harvesting is going on. Don't be shocked if Smith wins. Corrupt Kelly and Pelosi will harvest all ballots. Polls don't close until the end of the month. We must stop ballot harvesting. And then we got another person here. This is Deanne for Congress. It says, California is ready to take back their state. I have no idea where she's from. It must be the state of Pluto. That's the only thing I can think of. And I'm not being demeaning to her. But again, I'm going to go here to where she is from. I want to give this for Congress. Is she the one who is running against Feinstein? Oh, Pelosi. She's a former congressional candidate versus Nancy Pelosi. Okay, and she's the one who, boy, it's kind of an interesting person, what she does for a living. She tries to... She's a therapist of sorts, a sex therapist out of San Francisco, because she was running against Dianne Feinstein or Nancy Pelosi. Then another one down here, which she's obviously clueless about, doesn't understand ballot harvesting. Anyway, replying to Donald Trump, wait for the mail-in cheating. This is another one that came up. I'm going to review some more replies. And again, I don't want to embarrass the president here. I'm just trying to tell him, look it. The cheating is on. Absolutely on. Says, just imagine those 55 electoral votes going red. Wow, would that change everything for the Democrats? Well, that's not going to happen, brother. This is Pablo Sanchez. The Register Sisters, plot spoiler, there is no Obamagate. This is, I don't know what that's all about. Spirit happy if we were perfectly honest. says an amazing, anyway. So this is, I don't want to give everybody false hope for Smith. Or for Garcia. I want Garcia. I want those 22 seats, but not with ballot harvesting. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We got more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.